We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar and Chelsea.
Mornings.
97.1.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thank you for hanging out with us. Guess what? You made it to Friday and I don't like it. Nelson, tell them what time it is.
It's party. Let's go to party time.
Hey, let's go to party time. My name is Edgar. Thank you for hanging out with us. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
We have not scary farm tickets. Coming up in less than 3 minutes. Hang tight. And we got our homie, our special guest, Josh Leyva, hanging out with us.
What's poppin', man? It's Friday.
Thank you, bro. Aren't you happy, bro? You made it to Friday.
I'm stoked, baby.
It's funny because he's doing this experiment. He's a YouTuber, social media influencer. He's doing this experiment with us of like what it's like to live a morning show life.
I asked him this morning. I was like, so second day coming in here, this schedule, how you feeling? He's like, I'm trying to figure it out, man.
The struggle is real.
He's like, I don't know what time is day or night.
Yeah. No, really, man. I had this plan that I was hoping that I would execute and it failed. I was at Chick-fil-A at 10:30 p.m. last night, hoping I would be in bed, but...
Sounds like a party. Sounds like a party, bro. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, what y'all getting into this weekend, Chels?
So, me and our social media guru, Tamara, we have quite the day planned on Sunday.
Yeah. By Tamara's smile on her face, it sounds like you guys are going to go hunting.
Scouting, I would like to say.
Scouting,
right?
Okay. Four men.
We're going to this cool event called Sephora, and it's kind of like a beauty event that Sephora puts on. I've never gone, but I've heard amazing things about it, so we're going to go hit that up, and before, you know, just to make things a little exciting, we're going to go do like a little boozy brunch.
Y'all better.
Better.
Can you do a challenge where you guys get lit before you go to Sephora and then do each other's makeup?
Sure.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Okay. Hey, I'm not mad about that at all. Let's do it.
Then for sure all the guys will be coming at you.
They'll be like, they're just really comfortable with themselves, you know?
Right. Confidence is key.
Yes.
My fantasy's always been to a girl that looks like a Joker.
The Joker.
And Josh, what are you getting into this weekend, bro?
One of my best friends is having a gender reveal party. This is actually
congrats.
My first gender reveal party I've ever been to. What's really cool is he's having twins.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
He's efficient.
Yeah. He's doing it right. I'm just going to put this out in the universe. I really hope I have twins.
Oh, my God. No, I was going to ask you, do you have baby fever?
I don't know about baby fever. Okay. But I definitely would love twins. Aww. I think that's the move.
That's cute. That's what you say right now until you have to deal with two babies at the same time, man. I don't have twins. I have a daughter who's 2.5 years old, Ariela, and Alani who's 6 months old. They're close enough, man. It's a challenge.
Uh-huh.
But it's dope. I love it. And I'm glad that this weekend we're going to a gala. I got asked to host an MC a gala in downtown LA at the Intercontinental. And I love it because it's for a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
It's to fundraise, creating scholarships for undocumented and Latino students.
Amazing.
To be able to go to school and conquer. A lot of these students, unfortunately, because of their mom or dad haven't been taken away by immigration, obviously socioeconomically they've been impacted, so we don't want them to drop out of school because of that. And so that's why this association's been awesome and created this. And my wife is coming.
Oh yay.
And I love this because she works from home, but at the same time she also takes care of our daughters. So not only is she excited that it's such a great cause, but she's excited to like dress up
and get out of the house
and like not do her regular chongo fodongo hairdo where she just puts her hair up in a bun. She's like, I get to do something else than, you know, just rock a bun and wear a beautiful dress. And I'm super excited to enjoy that this weekend.
That's gonna be fun, man. Awesome. I can't wait to see the pictures on the gram.
Right? They're gonna be all up on the gram.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we'll let you know some dope things for you to do and to get into this weekend. But like I promise, here's some not scary farm tickets.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
If you still don't know what to get into this weekend, we're going to give you some good ideas. And maybe you already have plans, but maybe you'll hear these and you'll ditch them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Better ideas.
It's Edgar and Chelsea hanging out with you. Also special guest, Josh Leyva, YouTuber, social media influencer. Appreciate you hanging out, bro.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's going to be another hot one, but it's going to get cooler as the weekend goes on. The high today will be 88 for LA and the OC, about 10 degrees hotter for the IE and the Valley. Then tomorrow, 84. And Sunday, the high will be of 79 degrees. Chelsea, What's your idea? What should people get into this weekend?
So this is super cool. DJ producer Zed has his one-day music festival going down this weekend. It's called Zed in the Park. It will return to LA's State's Historic Park on Saturday. That's tomorrow, September 7th. Joining Zed as supporting acts are Troy Boy, Keys and Crotties, Jax Jones, and Brownies and Lemonade.
I love Jax Jones, man. If you guys never checked him out, look him up, YouTube, whatever. Like, Jax Jones is dope.
Yeah, I have some friends who are going to this. I've had some friends that have gone in the past years, and they say it's so much fun. So hopefully, you know, I think you're kind of in like a shaded area. Oh, so cool. You're in the park. There's lots of trees.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that'll be good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For this weather.
Yes, that's really good. Speaking about parks, you got to go to Dodger Stadium, baby. That baseball park is going to be popping this weekend. Josh, I got to ask you, bro. What's your favorite baseball team?
Los Dodgers, man.
Okay, good. We good then. I'm about to kick you out of the studio, bro. Dodgers will be taking on the Dirty Giants today through Sunday. And this is dope, guys, because we're 4 wins away from winning the division and sliding into the playoffs one more again. Side note, the Dodgers also just broke the National League record for the most home runs hit in a season. With 250 home runs.
Oh, my gosh.
And counting. I'm a huge Dodgers fan, Josh. Okay. So much so that my 2.5-year-old daughter, Ariela, breaks out into Dodger chants at any moment. Like, this is us at dinner. Just not even a game going on at the time.
Let's go, Dodgers. Let's go, Dodgers.
Ariela.
Can I try to calm her down?
Yes. Go, Dodgers. Go, Ariela. Down. Okay? It's okay. She didn't care. I was trying to tell her, tranquila, chola, te querisi. Yeah. She's like, no.
You don't understand, Daddy. Let's go Dodgers.
Exactly. So support the Dodgers right there. Also, last but not least, if you're just chilling in bed on Sunday morning around 7 a.m., you can't go back to sleep or you just woke up, whatever it is, you got to go take a leak or something like that. This is really important right here. What's happening Sunday across the nation at 7 a.m., running here on 97.1 Amp Radio and nationwide, also on our free radio.com app. You can catch Halsey, Shawn Mendes, Lizzo, and many more Amp artists discussing mental health this Sunday at 7 a.m. So tune in to 97.1 Amp Radio. It's called I'm Listening. And this is so important to hear such influential people speaking about their challenges with mental health and how important it is to speak about it openly and that there is help. So make sure you check that out.
The Chelsea Report.
Nicki Minaj surprised everyone yesterday when she tweeted out that she's retiring from music to start a family with her man, Kenneth Petty. Okay. She tweeted, I've decided to retire and have my family. I know you guys are happy now. To my fans, keep repping me. Do it till the death of me. In the box, because ain't nobody checking me. Love you for life. So this is out of nowhere.
Does anybody in the building listening believe that she's actually going to retire? She's doing this just for attention.
Not even a little bit.
Does anybody believe she's really retiring?
No.
Wait, I mean,
you think so? Josh, why
she's
you got
like
her back?
Completely retired because I love Nicki Minaj.
I know you do.
She's taking a break, maybe.
Maybe taking a break. Okay, yeah. Maybe she's doing like the whole Jordan thing. She's going to come back wearing the 4-5.
She's going to go play baseball for a little bit and then come back.
Well, I'm hearing even her team, they had no idea this was happening. They say it comes out of nowhere because it doesn't line up with her recent actions. Like, she's been in the studio. She has a bunch of songs in the can. She's booked out till the end of the year with studio sessions and meetings with these artists or sessions with these artists. So her team's just confused by it. But also, I'm hearing one of the things is that she's been really fed up with internet trolls. And this is kind of her way of being like, well, fine.
You say it doesn't line up with what plans she had. But what it does line up with is promoting one of her big projects.
Potentially. Mm-hmm.
She's a marketing queen.
Yes.
And she's an amazing troll herself on social media.
Yeah.
So let's read the tweet that came after the one you just read, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still right here. Still madly in love with you guys. And you know that. In hindsight, this should have been a queen radio discussion.
Oh, shoot.
And it will be. So make sure you tune in.
That's too much.
She's just promoting her radio show on Apple Music, y'all.
That's too much.
Here we go, though. DJ Majestic, you're a huge Nicki Minaj fan as well.
Yeah.
Is she really retiring, bro?
No, but that's a good promotion. I'm down with
it. Okay.
Let's see if it works. Guys, we're retiring. No, it's not working.
No. Crickets. just crickets.
In hindsight.
Well, here's what's interesting, you guys. So less than 2 hours after Nicki Minaj announced that she was retiring from the rap game, my girl Cardi B, coming in hot, announced that she's releasing a brand new song. So, which brings us to New Music Friday.
Yes.
This collab is fantastic. Cardi teamed up with Enwell and Fat Joe in a song that's fire, and it's called Yes. Here it is.
Yes. Up, face there.
La Cardi.
Come
on. Cardi. Never been stressed by. No. Never been pressed by. Murder and the money on my mind. My palm and my trigger finger itch. I've been in my bag. Hopping out of jets. Been running stealing out of breath. I can lay a verse. And ladies to rest. Catch it. Traffic, hope you say it with your chest. Hear this song.
Yo,
how about that?
Fire!
Oh my God.
Fat Joe, fire on that. Anuel, one of the pioneers of Latin trap straight out of Puerto Rico, is straight fire as well. So she's definitely working.
Yeah, while Nicki Minaj is whining.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Chelsea, are you sure?
I don't know. It just, it irks me a little bit. Like, I like Nicki. You know
what?
Are
you sure you want the barbs coming after you on social media?
I don't want that.
Do you want to say in hindsight real quick?
I just want, you know, just no, Nicki.
I appreciate your honesty. I think, honestly, we all love Nicki. She's an amazing rapper.
She's great.
And we all can agree she doesn't need to be doing all this to be able to get attention. We all love her and appreciate her, period.
Yeah, and if she wants to have a family, go have a family. That's awesome, too. We support that. So
for sure.
That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Coming up at 7 a.m., we're going to drop the top 5 most streamed songs here in L.A. We also got some more Not Scary Farm tickets coming your way right around 7:10 this morning. Happy Friday. Good morning to you. Happy Friday. Edgar and Chelsea, special guest, social media influencer Josh Lave in the building.
Oh, it's Friday, baby. Let's party.
All right, man. I got a question for both Chelsea and yourself, Josh and Tamara, who are currently single. I know Joshua Shiznit's like real complicated. We don't want to get into it again, but you're single, bro.
Technically.
Yeah.
Basically, your girl doesn't want you back.
Move you right along.
Whatever. Just trying to recap it.
You know what, man? It is what it is.
Do you need a hug, Josh?
Let me get a couple hugs, y'all.
Chelsea is single. Anyways, are you here for this or not so much? Do you see yourselves that are listening right now, if no other dating app has worked for you so far? Facebook today has made it official. They launched their own dating app.
Another one.
Yeah. Another one. So the way this is going to work, it's only in the United States of America. It will connect you to people based on all the things that Facebook already knows about you.
It's only in the U.S.?
Only in the U.S.
I'm out. I like my international men.
Expand her options. Oh.
Chelsea loves international men. How's that gone so far, Chelsea?
Yeah, not great.
All right, fantastic. And international men love her.
Yeah.
Not the green card. Love her. So it's going to be based on your interests.
Okay.
Your locations.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. That's scary.
Memories. And future plans.
Wow.
Because Facebook knows it all.
They know so much.
Right? So Facebook dating will also select matches based on mutual group memberships. Users can also integrate their Instagram posts into their profile. So Josh, your Instagram thirst traps would fly perfectly
into
this.
Wow. They would work. My plans would work.
Yes. This technically should work.
It's too much.
If you're not lying on Facebook,
true.
This should technically work if you're not being fake as hell, right?
Yeah, but that's what a lot of social media is. Like, you know, people are, now we talk about it, we're like, oh yeah, it is. It's our highlight reel. Right. We're not totally honest on it, you know?
Okay. So they do have a secret crush option.
Ooh. Tell me more.
You guys want to know about the secret?
Tell me more.
So this is cute right here. You select a friend and you tell them that they're your secret crush. But they won't know unless they select you as their secret crush. So, Chelsea, let's just say, playing around, right? Your secret crush is Josh, right?
Okay.
And you go to his page or whatever it may be. You click on secret crush for him.
Okay.
He won't know anything.
It'll just say you have a secret crush.
No, no.
Oh.
He won't know at all.
until I secret crush her.
If you secret crush Chels and then I'll pop out, guess what? She already secret crushed you. So you guys can go on and crush.
This seems like a, this seems like a lot of dead ends. Like, this seems like a lot of work that's going to just result in dead ends.
How is this a lot of work? It's all being done for you.
No, but you're gonna say all these people are your crushes and you're never going to hear from them. Then you're going to be like, okay, well, I'm depressed.
Once
so,
again.
Yeah.
Chelsea, are you in or not?
I mean, at this point, it's like, what do I have to lose? You know, I mean, I feel like I'm open-minded.
Josh, but, how about yourself?
I'm completely out. And you're I'll tell out. You why. Because I like the mystery of dating. I like the discovery of finding somebody, finding out their interests. I don't want Facebook to tell me everything.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Fair enough, fair enough.
Let me figure it out on my own.
Tamara, our social media guru, yes. In or out?
I'll try anything at this point.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Feeling them Friday vibes. DJ Majestic turned up for you in the Amp Mini Mix. Yo, we just played Post Malone for you. Coming up next, we're going to dive into his new album and break out some of our favorite new songs for you. All right, right about now, who wants to go to Not Scary Farm? Carmen from Monterey Park, good morning.
Good morning.
You're caller 9. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Carmen, being Latino, it is so difficult for me to say your name and not think of the song that gets played at every quinceañera ever.
I know which one.
How does it go?
I'm not gonna sing.
Okay, all right, Edgar, that means you have to sing it.
Carmen. Se me perdió la caderita, Carmen.
Que tú me regalaste, Carmen.
She is. She's a little shy at first. She just needed a little, you know, little support.
Thank you, Carmen. We love you. Have fun and Not Scary Farm.
I will. Thank you so much.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
DJ Majestic tearing up in the Amp Mini Mix on the Dos Tortillas. Thank you, carnal.
Happy Friday. You're welcome. Mm.
Send us a love at Majestic Sound. Yo, side note. Do we get paid today?
We sure do.
Oh, we do? Amen to that.
Yes.
Oh,
really
sorry about that side note on that. Just a little too happy about that one. Shout out to Gina from San Gabriel. She won the LA County Fair tickets. Thank you for listening, Gina. Right about now, New Music Fridays. Diving into Post Malone's third album, Hollywood's Bleeding. Get ready for this. Chelsea, these are your top three picks.
Yes. It's a big day, man. I've been letting this album sink in since last night when it came out because it's a lot to take in. It's feature after feature after feature. I mean, he has collabs with Meek Mill, Halsey, Future, Travis Scott, SZA. The list goes on. So trying to narrow it down to these three was tough. But I'm going to start with Die For Me, which is the song that features Halsey and Future. Obviously, you know, it's definitely a unique mix to have Halsey and Future on a song together. But I feel like Posty totally makes it work. And the thing that's cool about this song is it's super genre bending. So it's like it's a little bit of rock, a little bit of pop, a little bit of EDM. And I think it's a really cool track.
Let's check it out. Said you take a bullet, told me you would die for me. I had a really bad feeling you've been lying. But you were getting high with me. When it's past 11, that's a different side to see. Said you die for me, you die for me, you die for me. But you lied to me, you lied to me, you lied to me. Settle down, I spell it out, it's simple enough. I came around, I figured out, you follow my gut. I don't play anymore. I went through your phone and called the girls in your DMs and took all them home. And girls in your DMs. Okay. I thought you'd die for me, though. What's up with those girls, though? All right, let's go around the table. Like or love, Chelsea?
I mean, I love it. I think it's great. Yeah, with those powerhouse names on a song, song, I mean, it's a hit.
We have a special guest in the studio today, what Josh up? Leyva, social media influencer. Bro, like or love?
Love, absolutely love, man. What he's able to do is like the cross-genre mix. I mean, it's just fire, dude.
Yeah.
Those features are just money.
Yeah, I love, man. Listen, Post Malone and Halsey, they're true musicians. They love the music and their passion comes across. So it's hard not to love any of their music. So what do we got next, Chels?
So when I saw this artist was on Post Malone's album, I was confused but also super excited. Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne.
Yo, what? I was like, my man's still alive.
Yes!
Like, for real.
Well, so it's Ozzy Osbourne and Travis Scott. Okay, they're featured on this one song called Take What You Want. But I was convinced that it was just going to be an Ozzy sample.
Right.
So I was so pleasantly surprised yesterday to hear it. And it's actually Ozzy on the song. Here it is. Why don't you take what you want from me? Take what you need from me. Take what you want to go. I never needed anything from you. All I ever asked was for the truth. You showed your tongue and it was forked in two. Your venom was lethal, I almost believed you. I took those clothes you threw, made chains for the crew. I brought up 10 of this coupe, only made for two. They all ran through it, it ain't nothing left to do.
If you're just tuning in, we're diving into Post Malone's third album, Hollywood's Bleeding. That was says, Take What You Want, Ozzy Osbourne, Travis Scott.
Wow.
Featured, Chelsea.
Epic. I love it. I think it's incredible. Yeah. I think Post has figured out what he does well, and he does it well, and then some.
He's nailed it.
Yes.
Like, Ozzy Osbourne?
I mean, like, come on. He opens up.
It's incredible. Yeah. This is like, for me, this is legendary.
Mm-hmm. Well, this also tells you how much respect Post Malone has gotten in the music industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be able to request Ozzy Osbourne, Travis Scott, this kind of blend, and people say, yo, this sounds crazy, but we respect you so much that we're down to do
it. Oh, yeah. Moving on. So this is really interesting. So I want to talk about the song Internet.
Okay.
It was originally called F the Internet. And I know this because the song originated in 2016. He actually co-wrote it with Kanye West.
Oh, snap.
The two worked on it together during Kanye's fade. And it was originally supposed to be on Post's last album, Beer Bongs and Bentleys, but didn't make the cut. And it was leaked after Beer Bongs and Bentley came out. It was leaked with Kanye's vocals on it.
Okay.
This version, though, that is on Post's new album does not have Kanye's vocals on it. But Kanye does have a writing credit on it. So this is Internet. It's love when I think
I know many of you are thinking, was this a diss to Kanye West because his vocals are off? And I don't believe that.
No, it's not.
A lot of times when an artist or anybody's writing a song, they'll put their vocals on it just to give an example of what they want the melody to be or how they want it to sound. But originally, they never meant to be on it. They're just working on it at that time. And that's probably what leaked.
Yeah, I do. I like the song. I actually really do wish Kanye would be on it little bit, though, because it definitely gives it a little more of a spin to it. But still, I think it's a great song. So I love it.
All right, we're going to wrap up with this. This is one of my favorites called Enemies featuring DaBaby. It's so good. And I know a lot of you guys are going to relate. Friends that you thought were your real friends turn into enemies, y'all. Used to have friends, now I got enemies. Used to keep them close, now they dead to me. Money tend to show all their tendencies. Enemies, yes, so sad. Sometimes, every time, they let me down. Sometimes, every time, they let me down. Used to have friends, now I got enemies. So good. 97.1 Amp Radio coming up next at 7:50. Chels, what you working on?
Ariana Grande is suing Forever 21 for using her likeness and lyrics. I reported on this earlier this week. But now someone else is calling out Ari for copying them.
The Chelsea Report.
So this is a big story earlier this week. I reported on it. Ariana Grande suing Forever 21 because they hired a lookalike model to appear in their promo shots, used her lyrics, made it seem like they had a partnership with her when in fact she turned down a partnership with them because they couldn't pay her enough. Well, now this is interesting. Ariana's actually getting called out for copying her Seven Rings look, the one that that Forever 21 allegedly copies. Drag queen extraordinaire Pheromone, who's known for appearing on RuPaul's Drag Race, is claiming the Seven Rings look of Ariana's was actually copied from her. She said the designer even admitted it. So this is what she tweeted. She tweeted, Ariana should give me a cut of the $10 million since her team literally sent a pic of me to the designer and paid them to copy my look. Finally met the designer and got told the tea. She goes, I guess stealing from queer artists for profit is fine, though.
Oh,
that's a slap. She then went on to say, look, I don't fault the designer because she was honest with me and she got, paid a lot of money and I support that. She's like, but since this has become a big story, I felt like I needed to say something about it.
Do you think Ariana Grande knew that her look was coming from this source?
Probably not. Let's be honest. I feel like a lot of those things are kept from the artist. You know what I mean? It's amongst the conversations of the higher ups.
Or she just presented with different looks from the people that she hires and says, I like that look. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
You know, Josh is in studio with us. He's a social media influencer, YouTuber. You got 2 million subscribers on YouTube. Create funny, awesome videos all the time.
Thank you, sir.
On the real. Yeah. Like, is there anything original nowadays, or do you get inspired from other videos out on YouTube and Instagram?
I'm constantly being inspired. I try to be as original as I can, but like, there's nothing new under the sun, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's okay to like to get inspired, as long as you're not completely just right. biting off somebody.
Adding your own twist.
Adding your own twist.
Okay.
We'll post a picture up on 97.1 AM Radio's Instagram because it's pretty spot on. Yeah. Two looks between Ari and Farrah. So
she knew.
There's that. All right. It is New Music Friday. We have Louis Tomlinson of One Direction. He released a new song, which is awesome. I really like it. It's called Kill My Mind. It's the second single from his upcoming debut solo album, which is yet to be released. But it's cool. It has a really great 90s rock vibe to it. Kind of reminds me of Oasis a okay. little bit. So yeah. I want to play it for you guys. Is that okay. cool?
Yeah.
And won't let go if you hold on me. You kill my
There it is. What do you guys think?
I can dig this. I like it.
It's not down my lane, but it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I wouldn't bump it myself. I do have a funny Louis Tomlinson story, though.
Yeah, tell me.
So when I just started doing English radio, mm-hmm. I went from Dallas doing Spanish radio up to New York. DJ and Majestic and I, that's where we met. We started working together. We interviewed Louis Tomlinson and had such a good time with him because he's such a good guy down
yeah.
to earth.
Yeah.
Interview's over. He's like, yo, you guys should come through. We're having a party tonight at Club Marquee in Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah.
We're like, yo.
VIP for sure.
Yeah, we good, right, DJ Majestic? Yeah. He's like, yeah, man, you guys get you on the guest list, all this. And they just started the show. We're super stoked. Like, hell yeah. So the whole crew, we all roll through. Yeah, we roll up. We don't make no line. We're like, yeah, we're on Louis' list. Yeah, Steve Aoki was performing that night. Yeah, we're on that list. They look through the list. They're like, oh, yeah, for sure. Come on in. Like, yo, we made it.
Yeah.
So we go in, the club is packed, you know? Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, we're looking around. We're getting pushed around like most clubs,
of
right?
Of course.
You're just getting pushed around left and right like an ocean wave, whatever. We're like smushed. We see Louis Tomlinson coming through the crowd. He sees us.
Oh my gosh, I can just see it. You guys being like, hey, buddy.
Louis, what up? And we shake hands. Steve Aoki's DJing. We shake hands. We hug. He's like, yo, I'm so glad you guys made it out. He's like, yo, I'm glad you guys good. The bar's right over there. Yo, thanks, man. He's like, yeah. All right. He's like, I need to get to my table.
I was like, wait, our table, you mean? He's like, nah. He just walks away.
So we're like, do we go with or not? And we were just chilling with everybody else.
You could like look up to him because usually like tables are up on like a stoop. You're just like staring up at him like fist pumping like you're hanging out with
He's up there. We're just down with the crowd, yo.
And what sucks worse is that there was mad people at that table.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they had everybody in there except us.
You didn't make that cut.
We didn't make that cut. Almost.
Okay, next time.
Almost, Chels.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar and Chelsea.
Mornings.
97.1
AM Radio.
Edgar and Chelsea hanging out with you. We got somebody very special also hanging out with
us. Very special.
The queen of the double single drop. She's the most streamed female artist in the world right now. Just dropped Shameless that gets you all up in your feels, and Liar that gets you all up in your dancing heels. Proud Latina, Cuba Mex, Camila Cabello.
What an intro. Thank you so much.
We're welcome. So excited for you, Camila. Obviously, dropping these two tracks today. We've been rocking out to them all day long. I want to know, why did you decide to release these two singles at once, and how do they each represent this next era of Camila?
You know, there's so many songs that I love from my album that I feel connected to, obviously, because, you know, I wrote them, so they're all my stories. But I think that these two are it's like the same chapter of the story. It's the same situation and basically two different sides of it. I wrote both songs pretty much in the same day. It was about a person that I didn't want to have feelings for, and I just didn't want to face my feelings. I didn't want to like him because I was scared. But like, Liar is almost like making fun of that, making fun of myself.
Like, you're calling yourself a liar?
Yeah, calling yourself out. It's like you see an ex or whatever at a party, and you're like, I don't like him anymore. And then he says hi to you and you're like, I like him.
So relatable, Camila.
I'm so over him. I don't even check his stories anymore. Wrong.
Yeah, Liar's kind of making fun of that. And Shameless is more, I guess, the emotional, cool version of that.
Yeah, because we had a theory here in studio that the reason why you dropped two songs, and correct us if we're wrong, is one is like one that you're like super in love with, and the other one's like your label or management's choice.
Honestly, no. I would never release a song because of that.
That's awesome.
That's great.
That you have that freedom,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
Are you going to be doing a music video for Liar, and is that coming really soon?
I already did.
Okay, that's what we wanted to hear.
That was my favorite music video I've done,
for sure. Oh my gosh, that's exciting.
Can't wait for that. So, what would you say this romance project means. We've seen you get really vulnerable, mm-hmm. open, and we appreciate that. I believe that's why your fans love you so much, because you are so real.
Thank you.
What does this romance project mean, and what is the message you want your fans to get from it?
I think it's like really vulnerable, especially in 2019, to talk about being in love and like how scary and intense that is. Like, I don't feel like people talk about that nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost like everybody's trying to be really cool and hardened. And I don't know. I don't feel like I hear that a lot,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like I've always kind of been a hopeless romantic, and I feel love really intensely. I was in my first relationship when I first started writing this album, and you know, it's like the theme of my life the past couple of years has definitely been love and like the complexity of that and the messiness of that and like all of that.
Well, thank you for being so open and sharing what you've been through with all of us.
Speaking of romance, Camila, I love the imagery you use of the key to your heart. And, you know, because you have been through love and heartbreak and so much passion this year, what have you learned about yourself? Like, what is the key to your heart?
I think the most important relationship you have is the one you have with yourself. I know that's a quote, but I think that when you're in love, all of these things, these insecurities and fears and things in you are brought up because it's vulnerable.
Right.
I really believe that being in love is the most incredible feeling in the world, because getting to be close to a person and having somebody see you for who you really are and love you is everything. I mean, it's intoxicating, but it's also healing, like in a deep level. And I think that's probably, ironically, the most important thing I've learned is that, of course, being in love is incredible, but I do think that it's important for my fans to also know that your happiness is a choice, and it's up to you. And that you loving yourself is only going to make you love other people better.
Thank you. That's such a good message. Mm-hmm. I know Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran have always been, they were people you looked up to when you first started writing music, and now they're friends of yours.
I know.
Do you send them your music?
Actually, both her and Ed, we were in Nashville when I wrote this song, which is probably my favorite song I've ever written, ever. And it hasn't come out yet, but I played them both the song, and they were like, I remember Ed was like, this is like the best thing you've ever done.
Wow.
And Taylor was like, she loved it. And, you know, that really meant so much. They're like my songwriting heroes, you know. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, they did hear that one song.
That's going to feel amazing to hear that feedback. And you could tell the amount of work, feelings, and love that you've put into this project. You've been working on it for a long time. Did any of the songs recently get written? I would say like this summer per se. Like, have you still been working up till this point?
Oh my God. Yeah. Liar and Shameless were two of the last four songs that I wrote for this project. And that happened like a week before Señorita came out.
Oh my gosh.
Was when I wrote these two songs. And then I wrote another song after that with Phineas.
Billy's brother, right?
Yeah. And Billy's an amazing artist.
Yeah.
So these songs are pretty recent. When I'm emotionally connected to it and I'm like, this is what's going on in my life right now, this is like the most recent story, I feel like that's usually the ones that I put out, because I think that fans, like, if I put out a song that had nothing to do with what I was going through right now, I just don't feel like it would be that fun.
Yeah.
Right. Camila, thank you so much for calling in and hanging out with us. Appreciate you so much. Wish you all the best. Love
you. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
The Chelsea Report.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Edgar and Chelsea. Special guest, Josh Leiva.
Yes, sir.
Hanging out in studio. What's going on, Chels?
So Demi Lovato is being super vulnerable, and I'm so here for it.
Yes.
She posted an unedited bikini photo of herself on social media, and in the caption, she admitted this is her worst fear, but she said she did it because she's so tired of being ashamed of her body.
Come on.
She also admitted she edited her bikini photos in the past, but now she says, look, I want this new chapter in my life to be about being authentic to who I am rather than trying to meet someone else's standards. She also said, just so everyone's clear, I'm not stoked on my appearance, but I am appreciative of it, and sometimes that's the best I can do.
Yeah.
She said, I hope to inspire someone to appreciate their body today too. And she wrote, I like this hashtag National Cellulite Day, hashtag Cellulite.
Cellulite.
I love her.
I'm down for that party. I'll get in right away.
Yeah.
You know what I love about this is because obviously millions of people look up to her, right?
Yeah.
And follow her. And I'm talking about young girls. And I have two daughters. Obviously, they're super young right now. But there's going to be a point in time where they're going to look up to other girls and think that that's the way they need to look, not knowing that a lot of this stuff is edited, photoshopped and so on and so forth. So you're going to have this false expectations of what they're trying to look like, you know? So props to Demi Lovato. Josh, you're a huge social media influencer, bro. Did you ever or still, like, honestly, you have to edit your photos, bro, because of haters and trolls?
Yep, I do it. I'm a.
Yeah. I have two.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Facetune is like probably like my second favorite app besides Instagram.
Wow,
you can't help it because the comments are so mean sometimes. Like, I've definitely used a little Facetune to get rid of a wrinkle, which is so horrible.
Take
but you
out
do.
A blemish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No wonder when I first met Josh in person, I was like, "That's not Josh."
Who it is? No, just like,
do you believe there'll be a moment in time where you won't use Facetune to Photoshop and edit?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, I'm trying to like stay away from it as much as I possibly can. But you tend to get insecure, especially like Chelsea was saying with like the comments and stuff like that. They get to you, but I want to completely stop doing that.
It's crazy though, right? Mm-hmm. What trolls and what haters will do.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, guys. For those of you that haven't looked up Josh, the Josh Leva, not only is he a great dude, like on a human level, but you're a great looking guy as well, bro. Like, you know, one of the best looking guys I've ever met.
Aww.
You know?
So it's like a little romance moment in studio.
I'm just being real. You know, I don't even like, I don't use like any type of thing to Photoshop my face because I'm just like, it is what it is. Bro. Like, you know
I
what
got
I'm
you,
saying?
Bro.
It is what it
I'll
is.
Teach you. I'm not going to teach you.
Josh is like, you need it, bro.
No. On the contrary, man.
All right, Nicki Minaj, she's taking us on a roller coaster of emotions right now.
Oh,
in a tweet yesterday, she said, look, she's retiring from music to get a head start on her family life with her, you know, now fiance, Kenneth Zu Petty. Well, now that retirement tweet has been deleted. And she's apologized for not taking your fans' feelings into account when initially breaking the news. She wrote, I'm still right here, still madly in love with you guys. And you know what? In hindsight, this should have been a Queen radio discussion and will be. I promise you guys will be happy.
Yeah.
No guests, just us talking about everything. The tweet, she said the tweet was abrupt and insensitive and she apologized. So, you know, Nikki,
we all love Nikki.
It, but
if she's not one of, she's, DJ Majestic, would you say the greatest female MC, rapper.
I feel like with any of the mainstream rappers, even the underground rappers, she can hang with like all of them.
Bars.
And it's crazy, right? Because even she grows to be insecure. Maybe has to go to a tweet like, I'm retiring.
Yeah.
Just to see people like, no, Nikki, please, no, we love you. You know?
Yeah, that's like her face tune to like, you know, I mean, in a sense, like, you know, to get attention in the wrong way.
Sure.
It felt like in that moment.
She's got to do what she's got to do, though. If she wants to take time away to have a family, you know what? More props to you.
Yeah.
Blessings.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Thank you, Post Malone, for dropping that new album, Hollywood's Bleeding. So good. Also, thank you, Camila Cabello, for dropping two amazing songs yesterday.
It was a good week for new music.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just think about it for a second. Super exciting. Edgar and Chelsea hanging out with you. Also, special guest, Josh Leva, social media influencer. Thanks for hanging out again, bro.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. I'm having so much fun with you guys.
Interesting project he's got going on. He's like, is just to know what it's like, the life in a morning show host.
Yeah.
So what do you think so far?
Oh, my
What's
gosh.
Your takeaway?
Early mornings. It's a struggle, man. I'm not functioning. My brain's trying to catch up. I feel like I'm just waking up right now.
Bro.
Is it too late? Am I too late?
Bro, you're 2 days in. And it's also Friday. This is like our lightest day.
Didn't
Plus,
feel like it.
You came on the best day because it's Tequila Friday.
Oh, yes.
So,
but yo, mad respect to you guys. Which this is no joke, man.
Thanks
this
for
is,
hanging out.
This
up.
Is the real deal right here.
It's been fun having you, man. But it was a lot of fun also talking to Camila Cabello today. And we're going to share with you a highlight of the phone call we had with her. And I wonder if you can catch the drift that she was dropping, if you will. What she was referring to with her new two songs, which are Shameless.
Right now. Shameless, screaming my lungs out for you.
And Liar.
Oh no, there you go, making me a liar. Got me begging you for more. Oh no, there
Who are these songs about?
Uh-oh.
Check it out.
Why did you decide to release these two singles at once? And how do they each represent this next era of Camila?
There's so many songs that I love from my album, but I think that these two are like the same chapter of the story. I wrote both songs pretty much in the same day. It was about a person that I didn't want to have feelings for, and I didn't want to like him because I was scared. But like Liar is almost like making fun of that, making fun of myself.
Did any of the songs recently get written? I would say like this summer per se. Like, have you still been working up till this point?
Oh my God. Yeah. Liar and Shameless were two of the last four songs that I wrote for this project. And that happened like a week before Señorita came out.
Oh my gosh.
When I'm emotionally connected to it and I'm like, this is what's going on in my life right now. This is like the most recent story. I feel like that's usually the ones that I put out, because I think that if I put out a song that had nothing to do with what I was going through right now, I just don't feel like it would be that fun.
Chelsea, do you pick up what she's dropping?
Do I pick up what she's dropping? Translation, those songs are about Shawn Mendes.
Oh.
And her not wanting to accept that she was feeling a certain kind of way about him.
And the fact that she wrote it a week before Señorita came out, that's when her and Shawn were working closely together leading up to that.
That
they
dance
were hip thrusting.
Music video?
There was
she wanted to dance with him.
Chemistry. Yeah. We saw those behind the scenes videos. Those songs, they have to be about Shawn.
How cute is that, though?
That's so adorable.
That you catch feelings for someone. You're like, no, I can't. Because of a friendship type of situation or whatever it may be. Like, no, hold up.
I get it. You need to remember, it's like they have been friends for a long time, like best friends. Yeah. You know, they had a song together before. And so I'm sure it was kind of that weird. And being in the industry and being at the height of their careers where they're at right now, I'm sure there's a lot of pressure on it and a lot of like consideration they had to take.
We wish them both the best, musically, professionally speaking, but most of all, personally, you know, whatever's going on between them, let them enjoy it every day. Coming up next, Jesse Ortiz taking over your radio. Have fun. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Make sure you catch the full hangout session we had with Camila Cabello on our radio.com app. Search Amp Morning Show and bam, it's going to be right there.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.